Today, February 1st, kicks off Black History Month, a time when our country acknowledges key Black figures from the past and present, and celebrates their achievements and accomplishments, despite the history of racism and oppression. Locally, Black Humboldt, a nonprofit organization, is celebrating throughout the entire month, and KMA News checked in to get an overview.
Happy Black Liberation Month. My name is Mo Harper-Dazier. I'm joining you from the Wiat land. I am a member and a volunteer for Black Humboldt, which is a local nonprofit that is working to create resources, opportunities, and safe spaces for the Black community of Humboldt and Del Norte County. And yeah, thanks for having us.
Black Humboldt is calling February Black Liberation Month. And Harper Dazier explains the intentional messaging.
Generally, you know, we know February is Black History Month. We've taken it amongst ourselves as the Black community, both in Humboldt and all over the country, to retitle this month as Black Liberation Month as a way to empower the Black community. You know, we want to create a sense of liberation through events planned for us and by the Black and Brown community. When we refer to this month as Black History, it immediately makes you think of all the things that have already happened and passed. And it kind of reads like as if Black people don't do great things anymore, you know. And so we want to maintain the past and idolize and platform Black and Brown history. As we know, this country would not exist without Black people. And so, you know, taking a liberation standpoint moving forward just helps us to celebrate the past, the present, and the future, as well as giving us an opportunity to recognize all the great things that Black people do every day, right? Another really strong theme with Black History Month, Black Liberation Month, is that it doesn't just exist in February, right? So we're doing that part by telling truthful stories of strength and perseverance and celebrating the accomplishments of Black and Brown people this month and every day of the year, as, you know, Black people are groundbreaking every day. And so you'll see a lot of movement on the Black Humboldt social media as we really are intentional with how we platform the great achievements of the Black community today and every day and the current things we're doing.
The Black Liberation Celebration begins tonight at 7 p.m. and runs to the end of the month and includes movie nights, listening sessions, and radio takeovers.
We have about 15 workshops that are happening this month. They're all curated, created, and hosted by community members, Black and Brown community members. Black Humboldt simply, you know, lent out resources, made some connections for folks, but really the idea was that we were going to platform as many different local community members as possible that exist within the Black and Brown diaspora that we celebrate. And so we have all types of things going on. There's art workshops, there's screenings, there's some kid events. We've got some comedic yoga, breathing. We have some herbalism classes. And almost most of our workshops are BIPOC exclusive. So we're asking everyone, you know, to be mindful of that. But we do have a number of community-wide events going on that just give the community an opportunity to meet, you know, the folks that are a part of the Black community. So we're doing some radio takeovers on Humboldt Hot Air. That's every Monday and Thursday evening. So a different Black DJ will take over and just, you know, share some of their musical preferences. We'll have a Black Humboldt show tomorrow night, and everybody that's featured will be a local artist, either a musician or a poet or something, but all local curated content for 2 hours. And then, let's see, Mother's Cooking is going to be hosting every Sunday during their brunch. There will be like 6 to 8 Black businesses or Black creators selling and showcasing their stuff. And we're going to have some Black family events. And I bring those up solely because we take the time to be intentional to recognize that Black Americans is a cultural aspect as much as it is a racial aspect. And Black folks come in so many different shapes, sizes, shades, et cetera, and their families do too. So our Black family events are specifically for people that might have interracial families. They might have a non-Black parent or a non-Black sibling, you know, that's a part of their family and they want to be a part of their community. So we'll have two of those events this month as well, a house party on Saturday 18th and a movie night on Wednesday the 22nd. And then we'll close out the month with our exclusive Black networking mixer, which is always held on the last Friday of every month. And it's a space exclusively for folks that identify as Black or from within the African diaspora. And it's just a chance for them to network and hold space with each other.
While Black Humboldt promotes inclusion, they also recognize the importance of creating a safe space for BIPOC community members.
Racially speaking, Black and brown folks have a different lived experience than white folks, regardless of your ethnic background. And then especially those burdens get heavier and heavier the less Black and brown folks we see. So Humboldt County is an extremely hard place to navigate. We are 2% Black and brown in the community. And so like the safe space just refers to a space that's created for our specific marginalized identity so that we can come together to communicate regarding our same lived experiences. And so, you know, safe spaces exist in a lot of different ways, but it tends to bring together people that have the same lived experiences. So, you know, you see safe spaces for the homeless population. We split groups up a lot by gender often as well. And same thing for like therapeutic spaces. When you're able to, you know, take the mask off that you wear being a minority in a group, you know, it really creates a spot for healing and connection. And a lot of folks sometimes will feel ostracized or separated from their community. And this gives us, you know, creates a space where almost everyone in that space has experienced something that the other one has also, which isn't always the same, the case in Humboldt spaces. And so this is like a great example of self-organizing. It's been a key part of anti-racist movements. And it's really, you know, because majority of the spaces in the 400 years of history we have in this country haven't been for Black folks, we have to be very intentional in creating those spaces that are for us.
There will also be other events where allies are welcome to attend.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I mentioned, the brunch that Mother's Cooking is hosting is open to everyone. We want everyone to go and see our amazing community. There is a screening of The Beauty of Blackness tonight that is hosted by the Women's Resource Center at Cal Poly Humboldt. That is an event that is open to the public. There will be a art exhibit that goes up in the middle of the month. We're still kind of working on the exact date, but that is also open to the community. We'll have an opening night for that, and everyone's invited to join us. And then our radio show is hosted on HumboldtHotAir.org, and we are really encouraging the whole community to listen in. You know, it's an opportunity to engage with a community that you might not get to engage with a lot. And so there's two opportunities, basically a week for the whole month, and we're really encouraging folks to listen in on that as well.
A full calendar of Black Liberation events can be found at blackhumboldt.com.
You'll see a little tab that says Black Liberation Month. Our social media account, which is just at Black Humboldt, has lots of things. We're also sharing a lot of events that other folks have going on this month. So the Emoji Center at Cal Poly Humboldt has an amazing array of events that are mainly for students, but also open to the community. They're community-wide, not exclusive, so that's a great opportunity to get involved with your Black community as well. They have some really powerful stuff going on. They're doing like a Black Panther Power Party on this Friday, I think. But lots of stuff to check out, too. We have their schedule also posted on our website. And then there is a youth program that's going on during President's Week when most kids have off of school. That's hosted by HC Black Music and Arts Association. That's also open to the community. It's basically like a camp. You know, you send your kid to camp, and all the themes have to do with Black liberation as well as the seven principles of Kwanzaa.
In closing, Harper Desir shares a message for the community.
I think I'll just remind non-Black folks that fixing racism or trying to reverse the effects of racism is your job. And it's also your job to navigate how to create safe spaces where you work, where you live, where your kids go to school. Sometimes just standing up to an instance of microaggression or racism or prejudice is all a community Black person needs, you know. It's like a very heavy emotional burden to have to continuously stand up for yourself as well as watch your back and maintain your safety. And so a true ally, you know, some of the best allyship comes from you being able to stand up for others in situations of privilege. I will also say that, you know, start learning, take a workshop, pick up a book. There's lots of resources, and, you know, we're all unlearning dominant culture, and our dominant culture of this country supports white supremacy. And so, you know, you don't have to be a white supremacist to support white supremacy, because it's built into all the systems that we all navigate through, even Black and brown folks and BIPOC folks. And so, you know, look inward, look in some books, support your Black community, stand up for others when you can, support Black and local. And for my Black community, I hope that you find an event that you want to attend this month or any month. Black Humbled is here to create community. All of our workshops are free. If you want to get involved and organize a workshop or a program or throw an event, please outreach to us. We're just blackhumble@gmail.com. And most importantly, celebrate yourself this month and every day, especially if you're existing in Humboldt County. It takes a lot of work to exist here. It takes even more work to celebrate yourself and your achievements, as well as relish in your joy when you have it. And so I encourage you to recognize those things and take care of yourself as much as you can. If you don't make it this month, Juneteenth is around the corner. So, you know, we'll connect and make community with as many people as we can this month and look forward to the future.
Mendocino County is also celebrating Black culture, Black love, and Black pride this month with Mendocino's chapter of Black Lives Matter, which was born as a result of the social movement in 2020 that seeks to end racism, discrimination, and racial inequality experienced by Black community members.
My name is Troy Otagnoli. I help support our Black Lives Matter project for Mendocino County. And currently, I am also on the City of Ukiah's Diversity and Equity Board. And one of the things that is at the forefront of us is that we're looking to do interviews for a police chief tomorrow. And also, I'm putting together a number of activities for Black History Month, and I'm just looking forward to all of it.
Tagnoli is on two different committees that oversees and aims to provide accountability of law enforcement in Mendocino County, where she is able to provide a unique perspective, as she also has a background in law enforcement. Following the brutal murder of George Floyd, Tagnoli stepped up to create an official chapter of Black Lives Matter in Mendocino, where she serves as president.
Well, of course, you know, George Floyd created ire in so many people across the continent. And as it turned out, I was one of them. And I just happened to be here in Mendocino County, and I wanted to assess our local powers to be about what they saw and whether or not what they saw was a crime. And that question led into a series of events which brought us to developing the Public Safety Advisory Board for Mendocino County, but that board is currently inactive. So now, of course, we need to go back and push for that, as so many other things. It's sort of like we're reinventing this national narrative again around policing. One of the things that struck me was that many of our public officials were very, very much in tune with the need for a look at our policing, you know, structurally, you know, training, what systems are in place for officers when they're clearly struggling, things like that. And, you know, of course, there was a series of bills that had come out, the Aid Can't Wait, as a result of George Floyd's murder and, you know, Derek Chauvin and the crew that was with him. They were all jailed and charged with, you know, heinous crimes, all which were fitting, as we have seen again with Tyre Nichols and those now 8 defendants that will be, you know, fighting for their freedom and trying to live through this current tragedy. So the focus is the same, you know, bringing awareness to policing. Like I say, it's not black and white. It's not black against whites or whites against blacks in policing itself. What's happening, it has always happened in policing, is that it is a culture. It's institutionalized and systemic. And even though we have units, specialized units, when you're part of specialized units and there's no oversight, you've created a monster because you really don't know what is really going on. My goal was to give a helping hand to our county here in Mendocino County and to look at policing, you know, from a Black Lives Matter standpoint, but to also celebrate, you know, the rich Black heritage. And that, for now, for this year, 2023, the theme is resistance. And ironically, you know, here we are facing this tragedy with Tyre Nichols, not only in Memphis, but also in Nashville. So we have a real issue here. Many of us that are part of Black Lives Matter, and which is now part of Mendocino County Environmental Center, we have merged and we have created a new entity. It is now referred to as Mendocino County Social Justice and Environmental Center. So we're on the ground in the building, you know, every day now. It is going to be really, really, really great. And pray for us in Ukiah as we sift through candidates for our new police chief. We have a lot at stake here, as so many other counties further north of us. I mean, we have a lot of things going on.
Tagnoli doesn't believe in the sentiment that law enforcement only has a few bad apples. Instead, she believes that the whole root system is rotten, as the origins of modern-day policing can be traced back to the slave patrol.
It's a tough pill to swallow for all Americans, you know, whether you're Black or white, around some of the historical tragedies, you know, that America lives on, right? I mean, there aren't many other places such as America that have these historic atrocities involving African Americans. And the fact that people don't want to talk about it so much, or don't want to embrace it, or don't want to say, you know, this is definitely an issue that we need to look at, the whole fragility concept, the entire thing around, you know, not really wanting to discuss it, you know, is behind us. None of those things are true, because if they were, then why is race on applications? Why is it on loan papers? Why is it on all these other? Race is very much an issue in this country. I don't really believe that those who are grounded in just humane beliefs believe that there's not a need to really polarize some of the issues that continue to plague African Americans in this country. And it's very prevalent. I mean, you can't avoid it. So the fact that people don't want to discuss it is just one of those uncomfortables to me. You know, I say we all of us, I know it's happening with me, as I find more and discover more and read more and realize, you know, the connections, the web that has been created around racism and holding down or holding back certain ethnic groups, particularly African Americans, but others as well throughout history. There does need to be an in-depth conversation around that. And I think that one of the ways of doing it is to keep talking about it, to just little reminders, hey, you know, don't forget we're working on, you know, we need to continue to work on diversity and equity and inclusion because it doesn't exist. And you can look in almost any corner of America and see it. I mean, it's not something that you can't see. You can see it.
The president of the NAACP, Derek Johnson, stated that the relationship between law enforcement and Black communities are fractured because of decades of a bad system that has let countless issues go unaddressed. And Tegnoli agrees that there's a lot of work to be done. But this month is a celebration of Black culture, Black love, and Black community.
I mean, those are the things that bring joy to your heart and hopefully a reflection for those in front of us and homage to them and those behind us.
A full calendar of events can be found at mendoblm.com or on their Facebook page.
There's a children's essay in various age categories that's going on. There's an adult essay. Contest is drawn with wonderful, wonderful prizes. And that essay is challenging some of our younger or seasoned minds to look at things like the transatlantic slave trade. You know, all those things are new. There's wonderful things happening around that now where those slave ships are being discovered by primarily African-American divers and crews. And it's a wonderful thing. And also to refamiliarize ourselves with, you know, what was wealthy African-American communities. I mean, a lot of people, especially the younger people, and even some of our millennials, and even in people in my age group, I'm almost 60 some odd years old, really don't know and understand all the history because it's so buried. And people are not trying to dig it up. Many people are trying to keep it, you know, where it is. It's like, leave it alone. But the more we pry and the more we look, the African-American group and others, major supporters of all walks and nationalities who are also in this discovery period, are finding even new and sometimes even more horrific discoveries. So yeah, you know, just challenging our group, college age and older groups to kind of like, you know, be in touch and in tune with some of those things. It kind of reaffirms, you know, the work that has been gone on before us to provide us with this passage that we now have. Also, there is going to be the first annual Poetry Slam, which I'm super excited about that because I love how people put their words together when they're meaning to deliver a message, you know, and I'm really looking forward to that. That will be the first and third Thursdays in February. So there's a lot of fun stuff, interactive things going on, you know, during Black History Month this month. And, you know, all the winners will be acknowledged in their work and their arts, you know, pieces that our winners will be, you know, moved around the community into various galleries and into our, you know, City of Ukiah foyers and stuff like that. So there's some fun things happening for February. It's full of all sorts of activities, things that we're doing, ways to in engage, to enroll in the various projects and poetry slams and stuff. And the hope is that someone, as great as they can be, can all join in. This is not exclusive for Mendocino County. This is just a Mendocino County chapter of Black Lives Matter. Now, the first annual poetry slam will be on February 17th. It's from noon to 7. For anyone who needs to travel, you know, we got at least 2 hours. And you can go into our signups at www.mendoblm.com. And you can, and that page will also take you to, you know, the categories, the signup sheets, and other activities that's going on in Mendocino County for Black History Month. We're quite excited about it all.
While February is known for the celebration of Black history, Tagnoli encourages all to celebrate Black love 365 days a year.
I know for me, it's every day of the year. These are just little fragments in time where I kind of go public with some of the thoughts and doings. But yeah, it's absolutely every day of the year. Go do some research. Figure out if what you believe is true, or can be substantiated, or has not been, you know, embellished or what have you. It's really about soul searching. It's an individual journey. I mean, things that I see, I don't want to acknowledge or accept. You know, like we were talking about earlier, focusing on individual officers, you know, after police killing and not the institution the officer belongs to. It helps to perpetuate the belief that, you know, like I said earlier, that policing is just a result of a few bad apples, because that's the narrative that that the police want people to embrace. But we know otherwise, right? So just kind of go with what you know or feel, and figure out if there's somewhere, some way that you can make it a little easier for someone, for the next person. Like the theme for Black History Month 2023 is resistance, right? Is to resist the notions that you're not, this is my version, resisting the notions that you're not worthy of an absolute recognition as anyone else. You know, resist the notion that you're not worthy of pursuing a dream and obtaining it. You know, resist the notion that, you know, people are always out to get you and they're going to hold you down no matter what because you're Black, right? So for just this whole theme for 2023 is resistance.
Mendo BLM's events will be held at their office, which is shared by the Mendocino Environmental Center at 106 West Stanley Street in Ukiah. More information at mendoblm.com.